The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Taftal and Rebbeis, in analyzing the Machlokes between Rav and Rava, why is there a rule that when a Shlich brings a get, he must say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam? The Gemara discusses, what about if you hold that the reason is because we want to have a kiyum, we want to have the signature of the get verified. So why, when a get is brought from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, does Rava, who holds that the reason b'fanenachtam is said because ain shiyaris mitzuyas, there won't be somebody to be able to verify the signature, why don't we have to say b'fanenachtam? Says the Gemara, l'olam Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael namilei tzarif. Even Rava will agree that when a get is delivered from one Medina in Eretz Yisrael to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, b'fani nechtav need not be said. The kivin de ikka oile regolim, since there are people who are constantly coming up to be oile regal in Eretz Yisrael, because there's these individuals, those individuals will be able to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam when they come to be Oyla Regal. And as the Mepharshim say, from here we see, the Cheshek Shloimeh says this, that this is the basis for Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Mehilea, that those that live in Chutz Laaretz are part of Ali L'Regel, and the Mishnah L'Melech at the beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Korban Pesach says he doesn't know where Tosfos takes that someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz is exempt from Ali L'Regel. Says the Cheshek Shloimeh, our Gemara is the Raya. Because if not only those that live in Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel, but even those that lived in Chutz Laaretz are Chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel, then the halacha should be, according to Rava, whose concern is that you won't have somebody to be Mekayim the Shtar, the halacha should be that somebody, even someone who brings a get from Dinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, should not have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, because as the Gemara says, Kivin Deiki Oyle Regolim Mishke Shchichi, it must be that from Chutz Laaretz there is no obligation to be Oyle Regel, and since there's no obligation to be Oyle Regel, that's why the Gemara couldn't say that the people from Chutz Laaretz are Mishke Shchichi when they come to be Oyle Regel. The Meiri here disagrees. And the Meiri says that, of course, not only did the B'nai Eretz Yisrael have an obligation to be Oyel L'Regel, but the B'nai Chutz Laaretz as well had to be Oyel L'Regel. The only difference is that the people in Chutz Laaretz left Eretz Yisrael quickly for two reasons. Number one, it was a big trip to get from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. And because it was a big trip, they already wanted to get home. They didn't want to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Gemara is saying that a person in Chutz Laaretz who doesn't remain in Eretz Yisrael won't have the time to be Mekayim and Ishtaris. He's rushing back. Moreover, says the Meiri, one of the reasons people remained in Eretz Yisrael, remained in Yerushalayim, because they had animals that were Maisa Behema that had to be brought as Kabonis in Yerushalayim. But the obligation of Maisa Behema is only on Behemas from Eretz Yisrael, not on Behemas from Chutz Laaretz, And that's why the people from Chutz Laaretz didn't have a need to remain in Eretz Yisrael longer. But the Meiri says that there was an obligation to be Oyla Regal, not only from Eretz Yisrael, but even from Chutz Laaretz as well. Ask the Gemara. This is understandable. Tenach bezman shveis medishkayim. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael there's no need to say b'farei nechtam, because there are people always coming to Yerushalayim to be oyla regel. However, bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim ma'akel ha'meimer, what are we going to say when the beis hamikdash is no longer standing? There's no aliyah l'regel. Answers the Gemara, kivin de'ikeh b'tei dinim kvi, Bezdin Ezra established that the b'tei dinim should be in session every Monday and Thursday. Mishke Shichi, therefore, there are constantly people coming and going to the. They're constantly coming and going to the Batei Dinim, and will find somebody to be Mekayim the Shtar. So we see here that Bezman Hazeh, Bezman that the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, it says, it seems to be quite clear that there is no chiyuv of aliyah, there is no chiyuv of aliyah l'regel. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from Ravadi Yosef in Shalas Tshuvas Yabia Oimer, Chelik Chamishi Simen Tezvav. He says that we know, that the Gemara says that when do we begin saying the same Talmud Motor? So the Gemara says, in Masechet Tainis, that in Eretz Yisrael we start on Zayin Cheshvin, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, we begin 60 days after the Tekufa, December 4th, December 5th. So the Ran there in Masechet Tainis, Daf Yoram Aleph, that even though Bezman Hazeh, that we no longer have Beis HaMikdash, and there's no mitzvah lila regel. In other words, the Gemara Masechta Taina says that really we should start saying the same Talmud Motor right after Yontif, because that's the time when rain is needed in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says that the reason it was extended and we don't say the same Talmud Motor until Zayin Cheshvan is because people who are Oyla Regel should have an opportunity to be able to get back home before it begins to rain. So says the Ran, so nowadays, when people are not being Oyla Regel, why don't we begin saying the same Talmud Motor immediately after Sukkot? So he says that the Gemara over there also says that part of the reason why the Saint Talmud Motor is not recited until Zayin Cheshvan is because they used to leave the fruit out on the roof till Zayin Cheshvan, and if we're going to save the Saint Talmud Motor, that fruit is going to get ruined. That's the Ran's reasoning. However, other Rishonim don't quote that Ran. And therefore, they want to say, from here we see that there's still a din of being Oyla L'Regel, even Bezman Hazeh. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say Mesein Talmud Motor, even Bezman Hazeh, until Zayin Cheshvan. However, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, in that tshuva, disagrees. And he says that we know that if somebody says the same Talmud Motor in the time when you're not supposed to say the same Talmud Motor, we have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the question that Rabbi Avadi Yosef is discussing is if somebody says the same Talmud Motor immediately in Eretz Yisrael, immediately after Sukkot, will he have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? If the whole reason the same Talmoter is delayed is because of a Lila Regal. Bizman Hazel, when there is no Lila Regal, so maybe you could start saying, we don't start saying the same Talmoter, the halacha remains that even in Etzis Roll, we don't begin saying the same Talmoter until Zayin Cheshvin. But what would be if somebody said it earlier? Would he repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? And he says that he should, but the evidence are right. He says what the person should do is if he said the same Talmoter before Zayin Cheshvin, is say over the Shemoneh Esrei, but make it tonight. And say, if I'm obligated to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so I'm repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. And if I'm not obligated to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, it should be a tefillas nedof. So we see clearly that the halacha is that one is not obligated to be oil or regal. There's a tshuva for Avad Yosef as well, in the Shas of Tshuvas Yechavadas, Chelik Aleph, Simon Chav Hei, where he discusses this din, is there a din of being oil or regal, Bezman Hazeh? He says that obviously one cannot say that there's an absolute obligation to be oil or regal, Bezman Hazeh, because the Pasuk says, Sholosh Pam B'Shana Yurakos Achorchas Pnei El Shem El Kachop, B'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shvus, b'chag ha-sukkus, v'lo yiroyas p'nei Hashem reikon. The purpose of being oil regal is to bring kabonis. Nowadays we can't bring kabonis. So obviously there is no chiv of being oil regal. However, he says that the Medrash says in Shira Shirim, ma'oilam lo zozo shechina m'koysel ha-maravi. The Shechina still is by the Kaisel Maravi. And the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Alocha Tazayin, says, Kedusha Beis HaMikdash Rishulayim Leibot Lo'oilam. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Rishulayim, never goes away. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vashimoisi Es Mikdashchem. Afa Bishem Shemim, even though the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately is destroyed, B'Kedushasun Heim Omdim. And the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Hine yofach re'osi, hine yofach enayim. Ma yoyna zu, alpi shecharav shoyfcha v'kino. Enim in chasa, even when its nest is destroyed, it remains there. It comes back there all the time. Chayzrus uba olof, kach Yisrael, alpi shechar beis amigdash, le'bitl aliyosom le'regel b'sholz pam b'shanim. The obligation remained forever. And the Sefer Chassidim, in fact, says Rav Haigoy would be oil regal every year from Bavel to Shalayim on Sukkos, and he would go around Harazesim on Hashanah and Rabbah 7 times. And that is also the opinion of the Tashbats and Chelik Gimel Simon Reish Aleph, who says that people from Egypt and from all different countries and certainly from Eretz Yisrael would come to be oil regal even after the churban, even after the churban habayis. The Steichemed in the Mareches Eretz Yisrael quotes the Meritz Chayitz that they used to come to Eretz Yisrael, the Tanoim would still be oil regal after the Churban Abayis. That he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived in Yavna after the Churban, would come every Yontif to be oil regal to Yerushalayim. And he says as follows, Vashreim Yisrael, praise be those, Mekayim mitzvah zu b'chol dor v'dor v'simcha rabba, those that every generation fulfilled this mitzvah with tremendous simcha. For holchem b'day shonim b'shonim b'dal kamfas oretz akroivim v'rechoikim. They come from all over the world. Lo yechesu al ha'tzoyos rabbis. They're not concerned about the expense. V'al ha'taltul d'gavra, the difficulty. U'mish ein yodim ha'segis leil v'recha b'susim. Oirich v'raglav yavar. If they can't go by horse and buggy, they walk kishirisi be'enai kirot avadecha zavanev afarei chenenu. V'hinei z'chus ka tzadikim yogin aleinu v'niska liras v'boi galeinu binyam v'gdashenu. So he says that it's a tremendous chus that people still come to be oil l'regel. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says, Chayiv Adam L'Hagbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. The one is obligated to go greet and visit his Rebbe on Yontif. And the Mefarshim and the Paiskim will ask that we don't find that this halach is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the question is, why not? Why isn't this halacha quoted? The Chayiv Adam L'Hagbo Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, that the chiyuv of l'hagbo pnei rabbi beregel is connected to the obligation of being oil regel. And therefore says the Noda B'Yehuda, since nowadays there's no chiyuv of aliyah regel, there also is no obligation of chayv pnei rabbi beregel. The way I understand what the Noda B'Yehuda means to say is that it's difficult to require want to show more respect to his Rebbe than he shows respect to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Aliyah L'Regel. So if we're not able to show that respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bezman Hazeh with Aliyah L'Regel, we certainly cannot show that respect. We certainly cannot show, do not have an obligation to show that respect to our Rebbe. But it's clear that the Noda B'Yehuda is saying that there is no obligation Bezman Hazeh to be Oyla L'Regel. But there's an interesting tshuva on this subject from Ramnasha Klein Zitzal in the Shal Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas Simen Chelik Yudbeis Simen Tuf Teibeis. And in that tshuva he quotes that it's the opinion of Ramosha Zitzal that there is no chiv aliyah l'regel bezman hazeh. He also quotes the different mar mekaymus that we have quoted in our shir, and he quotes this tshuva from Ravadi Yosef and Shalos Tshuvas Yichav Doas. But then he concludes that even if we'll say that there is no chiv l'alus l'regel, he says that there's an interesting concept we find in halacha, and he brings this concept is relevant in number areas of halacha. The halacha is that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of puravu, one has to have a boy and a girl. But there's a din midrabbana of l'erev al tanach yodecha, that if even one has already fulfilled the mitzvah of puravu, he should still continue having children. So he says that even though the obligation to try to have children after one fulfilled the mitzvah of the raisa is only a chiv derabbanan, but when one has children, he's mekayim mitzvah to say the raisa. He says the same thing regarding tefillah. He says that even if, as the Rambam says, the nusach of tefillah, the whole din of tefillah is drabonon, still, if one says the nusach at tefillah, he's mekayim mitzvah asay deraisa of la'avdai, b'chol avavchem, eza avoydi shebelev, havoim azet tefillah. So he says the same thing regarding aliyah l'regel, that even if we'll say that there is no chiv to be oil l'regel b'zman hazeh, he says somebody who is oil l'regel b'zman hazeh is mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of kabbalas pnei shechina. And then he concludes that not only is one fulfill a mitzvah, therefore fulfill a mitzvah if he's oil l'regel b'zman hazeh, he says that, and we find this concept in halacha, that mitzvahs that are hard to come by, mitzvahs that not many people fulfill, are more valued by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, the Pasuk says, Tzion Doirish Ein Lo, Mechlal Deboi Doirish. There's nobody looking after Tzion. Somebody who does, Bezman Hazeh, when there is no real obligation, as we're learning, to be Oil Regal, still makes the effort to be Oil Regal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much values that person's effort. And certainly is Mekayim a mitzvah, a valuable mitzvah in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he ends, V'zel nir lafnis da'iti bor v'emes. He says he's convinced that this is the halacha. And he concludes, V'yirotzen sheniska b'mehera l'bias Mashiach tzedkenu. We should be zoicha to have Mashiach come b'mehera v'yameinu. U'binyan beis hamigdash beis tfartenu. And we should have the rebuilding of the beis hamigdash. We shouldn't have a shayla. We should certainly have a chiyuv dereisa to be oil regel b'meheira b'yameinu.